China's massive hacking campaign targeting the U.S. Communist China has dramatically increased the scope and frequency of its cyber attacks against the United States since Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping came to power in 2012. Under Xi's rule, China has led a campaign of cybercrime and espionage that U.S. officials and national security experts believe is ultimately intended to destabilize the regime's foes and better position the regime for a potential war with the United States. China's cyber attacks against the United States have touched nearly every domain of American society and include the theft of intellectual property related to military and commercial technologies, espionage against the United States' most senior leaders, credit card fraud against everyday Americans, and attempted sabotage of critical infrastructure used by millions of Americans every day. Compounding matters, the U.S. response to this sweeping campaign has largely floundered due to the nation's decentralized cyber infrastructure and the general lack of qualified cybersecurity experts in government. Intelligence leaders have warned that China's state-backed hacking groups now outnumber the FBI's cybersecurity professionals 50-1, and that divide is growing. Underscoring this reality is the U.S. government's admission that China's state-backed hacking outfits have maintained persistent access to U.S. and allied systems, including defense networks and telecommunications infrastructure, for years at a time. The major attacks against the most critical of U.S. systems are only one part of a much broader story of how Communist China has engaged in hundreds and possibly thousands of malicious cyber campaigns against every sector of American society. From espionage to intellectual property theft to sabotage, here is a look at 20 of the largest Chinese cyber attacks against the United States in the last decade. August 2014, Community Health Systems Hack. A state-backed hacking group in China, referred to as APT-18, launched an advanced malware attack against Tennessee-based Community Health Systems, one of the nation's largest hospital healthcare services. The group succeeded in exfiltrating the sensitive personal information of more than 4.5 million patients, including their social security numbers, phone numbers, addresses, names, and birth dates. November 2014, NOAA and USPS hacks. State-backed hackers in China launched malware and DDoS attacks against several government entities, including the U.S. Postal Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Office of Personnel Management. The personal information of more than 800,000 employees at USPS, as well as that of customers who had called customer services, was exfiltrated. NOAA officials reported that they were immediately able to restore service to four affected websites but had not reported the incident for months, which was a violation of U.S. policy. June 2015, Office of Personnel Management hack. The federal government's primary hiring agency was hacked by state-backed cyber actors in China. More than a million users' personal information, including names, addresses, and social security numbers, were stolen. Those affected included current and former federal employees and contractors, as well as applicants for federal jobs and individuals listed on background check forms. The attack was the third and largest of its kind in a matter of weeks and appeared to have specifically targeted data and applications related to U.S. security clearances. As such, the data stolen also included the financial histories and family information of those undergoing federal background checks at the time. January 2016, DuPont Chemical hack. Hangang Group, a Chinese state-owned steel manufacturer, was charged by the U.S. government for stealing trade secrets from DuPont, a major chemical corporation. The group had obtained access to information on the U.S. company's computers. Hangang worked with unidentified hackers to purchase trade secrets from a longtime DuPont employee, who stole the company's method for manufacturing titanium dioxide, a white pigment used in many applications, including semiconductors and solar panel cells. April 2017, FAA, NASA spear phishing campaign. Song Wu, an employee for China's state-owned aerospace and defense corporation AVIC, allegedly began a multi-year spear phishing campaign against targets in the Federal Aviation Administration, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Army. Wu was later charged in 2024 for creating email accounts impersonating US-based researchers and engineers to obtain restricted software used for aerospace engineering and computational fluid dynamics. The US government alleged that the software obtained could be used to develop advanced tactical missiles and aerodynamic designs for other weapons. May 2017, Equifax hack. Chinese military hackers breached the Equifax Credit Bureau in the largest known theft of personal information. More than 145 million American sensitive personal data, including social security and driver's license numbers, were stolen. The hackers also obtained roughly 200,000 American credit card numbers. The hackers routed traffic through approximately 34 servers located in nearly 20 countries to obfuscate their true location. The United States later indicted four members of China's military for the hack in 2020. As in most such cases, the hackers remain in China and have never been arrested. January 2018, Navy personnel, technology hacks. Chinese state-backed hackers allegedly compromised the computers of a U.S. Navy contractor and stole a large amount of highly sensitive data on undersea warfare, including U.S. plans for a supersonic anti-ship missile known as Sea Dragon, for use on submarines, The Washington Post reported. The hacked material also included signals and sensor data, information about submarine cryptographic systems, and electronic warfare documents from the Navy's primary submarine development unit. June 2019, APT-10 utility spear phishing campaign. APT-10, a hacking group directed by China's Ministry of State Security, began a massive spear phishing and hacking campaign targeting U.S. aerospace, engineering, and telecommunications firms. By using stolen passwords and malware, the hackers were able to steal records related to 130,000 Navy personnel. Huntington Ingalls Industries, the largest builder of U.S. military ships and nuclear-powered submarines, acknowledged that it was targeted in the attack, and that computer systems owned by one of its subsidiaries were discovered connecting to a foreign server controlled by APT-10. August 2019, APT-41 hacks revealed. China-based hacking group APT-41 penetrated and spied on global tech, communications, and healthcare providers for China's Ministry of State Security. The group deployed rootkits, granting itself hard-to-detect control over computers, by compromising millions of copies of a utility called CCleaner. APT-41 also hijacked a software update pushed by ASUS to reach 1 million computers, targeting a small subset of those users. May 2020, Moderna COVID-19 vaccine espionage. Chinese regime-linked hackers targeted biotech company Moderna as it conducted research to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. The effort involved conducting reconnaissance in order to steal proprietary research needed to develop a vaccine for the disease, which Moderna received nearly $500 million to create from the U.S. government. A U.S. indictment alleged that the China-based hackers probed public websites for vulnerabilities and scouted accounts of key personnel after gaining access to a network used by Moderna. February 2021, Chinese access to NSA hacking tools revealed. Israeli researchers discovered that Chinese spies had stolen and deployed code first developed by the U.S. National Security Agency to support their hacking operations. The NSA hacking tools were leaked online in 2017. Still, cyber investigators found evidence that the Chinese communist-backed APT-31 hacking group had deployed an identical tool as early as 2014. This suggests that China-based hackers had persistent access to the nation's best national security cyber tools for years. March 2021, Silk Typhoon. A cyber espionage group associated with China's Ministry of State Security stole emails and passwords from more than 30,000 organizations by exploiting flaws in Microsoft Exchange servers. The group, dubbed Silk Typhoon by Microsoft, worked closely with China-backed APT-40, leveraging a flaw in Microsoft software to gain full access to emails hosted on more than 250,000 servers in the United States. Among the organizations most affected by the hack were American pharmaceutical companies, defense contractors, and think tanks. December 2021, Log4j hacks. APT-41 returned to action, leveraging a previously unknown vulnerability in commonly used open-source logging software Log4j. The group used the vulnerability to hack into at least 6 unspecified U.S. government agency networks over a 9-month period. The vulnerability allowed APT41 to keep track of user chats and clicks and follow user link clicks to outside sites, allowing hackers to control a targeted server. The hackers then used the hijacked networks to mine cryptocurrency, create botnets, send spam, and establish backdoors for future malware attacks. Notably, the China-based company Alibaba first discovered the security flaw and privately reported it to Apache Software, which created the affected software. The Chinese Communist Party afterward punished Alibaba by revoking an information sharing deal, as Chinese law requires security flaws to be reported to the regime. December 2022, COVID-19 Relief Fund Theft. APT41 stole millions of dollars worth of U.S. COVID-19 relief benefits, which were intended to help Americans who were negatively impacted by the government's economic shutdowns during the 2020 pandemic. The sum was part of a staggering estimated $280 billion in stolen COVID-19 relief, which was illicitly intercepted by foreign hackers and domestic fraudsters who used the social security numbers and personal information of deceased and incarcerated Americans to claim benefits illegally. To date, the Justice Department has only successfully recovered about $1.5 billion of the stolen funds. May 2023, Antique Typhoon. Antique Typhoon, a Chinese state-backed hacking outfit, forged digital authentication tokens to access the webmail accounts of 25 organizations, including numerous U.S. government agencies. The hackers were able to obtain the emails of government officials, including Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and members of Congress, including Representative Don Bacon. The hackers used persistent access to the email accounts only for exfiltrating data, suggesting that their purpose was primarily espionage. August 2023, Hiatus Rat. China-backed hackers began targeting U.S. and Taiwanese military procurement systems, as well as semiconductor and chemical manufacturers. The hackers leveraged a remote access tool to breach the system used to coordinate arms shipments from the United States to Taiwan. International open source reporting suggests that the hackers' goal was to gain intelligence on future defense contracts between the two powers. September 2023, Black Tech Router Attack. China-backed hacking group Black Tech began targeting major corporate headquarters throughout the United States. The group appeared to focus its attacks on gaining access to American and Japanese companies working in the defense sector. U.S. and allied intelligence agencies announced that having penetrated the international subsidiaries of major companies, Black Tech was now using its access to grant itself entry to major corporate networks within the United States in order to exfiltrate data. January 2024, Volt Typhoon. U.S. intelligence agencies announced that Volt Typhoon, a Chinese state-backed hacking group, was pre-positioning malware in critical infrastructure throughout the United States, including water, gas, energy, rail, air, and port infrastructure. Unlike most other Chinese hacking efforts that focus on espionage or intellectual property theft, Volt Typhoon sought to position malware in U.S. infrastructure in order to sabotage it in the event of a conflict between the two nations. Such sabotage would result in mass casualties among American citizens. U.S. intelligence agencies said that they have removed Volt Typhoon malware from thousands of systems but that it remains embedded in some privately owned infrastructure and has been present since at least 2021. November 2024, Salt Typhoon. U.S. intelligence agencies acknowledged that Salt Typhoon, a Chinese state-backed hacking group, has compromised the infrastructure used by 8 major telecommunications companies, including AT&T, CenturyLink, and Verizon. Salt Typhoon appeared to have gained access to the back-end infrastructure used to accommodate the U.S. government's own wiretapping efforts and thus gained access to virtually all calls and texts made using the affected networks. Despite the wide-ranging access, China-based hackers appeared to have used the persistent access to target high-profile individuals, including President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Congressional leaders have described the hack, which likely began in 2022, as among the most significant breaches in history. It is unclear how Salt Typhoon will be evicted from the infrastructure. The group retained access to U.S. telecommunications until late December. January 2025, U.S. Treasury Department hack. The Treasury Department revealed that Chinese state-backed hackers had breached the department's networks, gaining access to the servers of an office responsible for administering international sanctions. The hackers also gained access to the department's networks by compromising third-party cybersecurity service provider BeyondTrust, stole an as-of-yet-unknown number of unclassified documents, and targeted the accounts of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.